Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is John Fraser, CEO at Treatment.com International. John, it's great to meet you. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for asking. John, give us a quick intro into the company. I know the company recently began trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange. So tell us a bit about the company.
Sure. Well, the mission of the company is better health for everyone. And what we've done is over the last 5 years, we've developed a very sophisticated AI system to help with diagnostic and treatment services. And in order to make it as intelligent as we could, we set up a global team of doctors to train it to think like a doctor. So that's really what we're about, is bringing advanced AI diagnostic and treatment services directly to people.
So is this, I guess, more of an advanced WebMD, where you kind of will ask the application questions, tell it your symptoms, then it will come back to you with a diagnosis?
It is very much like a symptom checker, but I would call it a next generation system in that it's really run by an artificial intelligence engine on the back end that's really been trained to think like a doctor. So it actually interviews you the same way that a doctor interviews someone. So it asks you a question, it thinks about it, it asks you the next question. It's really a next generation capability of bringing diagnostic and treatment services directly into the home for everybody.
So how far along are you with advancing the technology? Are you fully commercialized?
We're just about to launch this summer. So we'll be launching our mobile app under the brand Cara Health, and it'll be a very consumer friendly, focused on caregivers in the home. And we think it's going to be a hit because we're really focused on that, on the caregivers, typically females, 20 to 50, who have kids, they got grandparents, and, you know, they need to use this kind of technology to check up on symptoms because, you know, most healthcare, 80, 90% of the time, it's handled in the home, you know, the colds, the flus, the sprains, whatever. So, we've got over 400 different diagnoses in our system and it's expanding very rapidly. With our global team of doctors adding information every day.
So how do you plan to monetize the service? Would it be like a subscription service?
Exactly. It's like other apps, right? So the first app will be free. It'll be a free download in Canada. And then as we add additional services like dermatology, cardiology, we'll have plugins that people can then subscribe to get more advanced services. But the original app, the initial app will be free. And that'll have 400 different diagnoses, about 400 or 500 symptoms that it can calculate and think about when it interviews you.
I would imagine that this type of technology would help those who don't have access to medical care have more broader access. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, when you think about the internet, anybody connected to the internet could and should have access to very high quality healthcare information. And that's what we're doing, is we're trying to bring that information in an easy to use way, obviously an easy to use mobile app under the Cara Health brand, really to everybody. For example, we've got a large team in Africa in multiple countries, and we've been invited to participate in a project to supply this kind of technology to the slums of Nairobi in Kenya. It's that kind of global reach that we're planning to provide.
Very, very cool. So what are the next steps here? What do you need to do left to launch the product? I understand that you recently raised $5 million in a private placement. So how will you use those funds?
Mm-hmm. Well, the software is done. And so really what we're doing now is just testing. Obviously, we need to make sure that the diagnostic and treatment services are accurate, but also, you know, make it user-friendly, make sure the language is user-friendly. In fact, when we started this, we had to, we were planning to internationalize the app right away. And as soon as we got our first kind of services running, we realized we already needed to translate it. We needed to translate it from doctor speak to regular language. And so we actually already have two languages in the system already. We have sort of the official clinical language and then the more consumer friendly language. But that allows us then to add in languages like Swahili and Kenya, or, you know, in China, Spanish, French, around the world.
Really looking forward to following the story and seeing how the tech progresses. John, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, thank you very much.